May I speak to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I wonder, are you someone who procrastinates? In case you're not sure of the meaning, the dictionary definition is to delay or postpone an action, put off doing something. Another definition that I read is that procrastination is the thief of time. I like that one. I don't know about you, but there are certain areas in my life which quite definitely fall into this category. Things like filing and clearing out cupboards and decluttering. And those things on my to-do list, I do actually have a to-do list and I cross things out as I do them. But the number of times there's one particular item that I've been carrying forward for 6 months, and I hope after this sermon I can address it. My husband says he thinks I should, so watch this space. Well, I don't know about you, but there are certain areas, certainly, that are causing a lot of procrastination. Our gospel today gives us actually three examples of people who did not procrastinate, but actually made instantaneous, life-changing decisions. Of course, we read that Jesus, on hearing the news that John had been delivered into the hands of the authorities, made his way to Galilee, and from there to his home in Capernaum, in obedience to fulfilling the scriptures. And you get the feeling from that actually he didn't delay. He went straight away as soon as he'd heard the news about his cousin John. Then, of course, we hear the calling of the disciples, Peter and his brother Andrew, followed by James and his brother John. On reading these verses, it's very easy to think that it was an instantaneous decision, which, of course, it might well have been. But remember that John the Baptist had been going around the region preaching that the Messiah was coming, and it's more than likely that each of these men would have heard all the things that were going on, and they would have been talking about it. It would have been the talk of the town or the village. I would like to think that as they were casting their nets and catching the fish, they would have been discussing the events that had been happening and that were circulating. And of course, it is quite possible that James and John had said to their father, Zebedee, "Gosh, that's something I'd love to go and do." And maybe when they see Jesus walking along the shore and they see their mates, Peter and Andrew, leaving their boats and their nets, their father turns to them. I'd like to think this would happen. "Follow your dream, my boys. Go. If this is something you really feel called to do, don't worry about me. I'm fine. Don't procrastinate. Just go with Jesus and start being fishers of men. I'll look after the fish." And you know, as we review our lives, I wonder, have there been times in the past when we've had to make what could have been a life-changing decision, and how did we deal with it? There will probably be times and circumstances where we were challenged to make a difficult decision, and possibly a life-changing one. Decisions that we might have made would have had that life-changing effect on us, for good or maybe not for good, who knows? I recall that not long after that I was ordained, I was actually approached to do a series on the radio, Thought for the Day. I got as far as actually clearing this with Bishop Robin, and he said, "Yes, please go along and fly the flag, do it." And then my faith let me down. I got nervous, I bottled out. And it's something I will never know what the future might have held. Who knows, I could have been Pam Rhodes, been on doing things like that, but I didn't. I hadn't got the faith, the confidence to do it. But there you go. That's one thing I regret. It's really difficult to discern the voice of God in the clamoring voices in our lives. When we have a thought or a nudge to do something, how do we know if it is God calling us? In all truth, I don't have an answer for you, except to say it's better to fail than not to have tried. To start with, the more we pray and talk and listen to God, the greater chance there is of hearing his voice. A bit later on in the month, we will be unfolding some things that we're going to be doing with you about prayer. Do watch out for this news, because it's going to be exciting, and I think it will help us all in our prayer life, because let's be honest, we all need a little help with our prayer life, and we can do this together. So keep watching the notices. Many years ago, when I was working, I came home one evening after a very exhausting day. I think it was quite early on. I was just shattered, and I climbed into bed. It was about 8 o'clock, and I went fast asleep. And a bit later on, not long after actually, the phone rang, and a lady in the village rang me saying that an old lady, I'm going to call her Mary for argument's sake, was very unwell, and she said, would I go and see her? And I said, what, tonight? Well, she said, if you could, but it's up to you. I put the phone down and tucked down again into bed. I said, Lord, do I really have to go tonight? And I just felt him say to me, go now. And I have to say, I got up very ungraciously, pulled on a tracksuit. I thought, well, I better do it. And I went to see her. And I prayed with her, and actually we invited Jesus into her life, and we said the Lord's Prayer, and I left. The following morning, I received a phone call to say that Mary had passed away an hour after I left. It would have been so easy to have climbed down, stayed in bed, and put off that little nudge from God. And I'm just so grateful that I responded. I haven't always responded like that, but on that occasion I did, and it's a lesson that I've never forgotten. I wonder, are there people or tasks on your mind that God is wanting you to get involved with? And it may be, like me, you procrastinate over some things and do the things that are easier to do and leave the things you don't really want to do. Some callings from God do need to be carefully considered and talked through with family and close friends and the ministry team if you want. Whatever it is, please, please don't leave it, because you never know what God is asking you to do, calling you to do, reaching out in some way. So I leave you with this challenge this morning. What is God calling you to do for him at this point in your life? Amen.